This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. World leaders continue reacting to the sentencing of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny according to his attorney, send him to prison for the next 2.8 years. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in a statement said that we reiterate our call for the Russian government to immediately and unconditionally release Mr. Navalny, as well as the hundreds of other Russian citizens wrongfully detained in recent weeks for exercising their rights, including the right to freedom of expression and peaceful assembly. French President Emmanuel Macron turned to Twitter saying the conviction of Alexei Navalny is unacceptable. A political disagreement is never a crime. We call for his immediate release. The respect for human rights, such as democratic freedom, are not negotiable. And Britain's foreign minister called the ruling by a Russia court perverse, adding that it shows Russia is failing to meet the most basic commitments expected of any responsible member of the international community. The United States says last weekend's military roundup of civilian leaders in Myanmar was, in fact, a coup. Tuesday's declaration sets the stage for additional sanctions or other penalties aimed at the country's military and officers. The military power grab poses a challenge for the two-week-old Biden administration, which says it wants to support wobbly democracy movements globally, but also wants to avoid driving countries like Myanmar toward China. The State Department says any penalties it imposes for the coup will not touch direct humanitarian aid to the country's people. The Senate Minority Leader, Mitch McConnell, is continually urging the U.S. to rally international condemnation. This is VOA News.